Live from Federation Square in Melbourne, it is the Signet WNBL Awards for 2024-2025 season. We're here with Shooting the Breeze live from the orange carpet. Paul, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's going to be a great night. And joining us here, we've got Christy Collier-Hill, head of the WNBL. Christy, fill us in on what's happening for tonight.
Well, thank you for being here, you guys, and thanks for doing your second live Shooting the Breeze pod from the orange carpet. It's great to have you here. We're really excited about tonight. Of course, we're presenting all of the major WNBL awards this evening, which is exciting in itself, but we're also inducting a number of new WNBL Life members tonight, which is going to be a really special occasion. And then, of course, just celebrating the season that was and all the elements that are part of it.
And a big part of this tonight is it's actually like a bridge between WNBL and what we're calling WNBL 2.0.
It is indeed. It's a bit of a farewell for Basketball Australia to some degree and welcome into the new ownership group and, you know, wishing them all the best with building on the foundations that have been around for 45 years.
And I think from both of us, we've got to say it's been great, the work that you've done for the league. So many improvements, so many new things that have been tried. Yeah, some things didn't work, a lot of things did work though, and it's been really fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I mean, myself and everybody who's worked on the WNBL over the past 3 years for Basketball Australia have done our best with what we've had, which at times hasn't been a lot. But look, we're really proud. We've had growth year on year over the last 3 years. And prior to that, we have as well. We've taken some big steps in some areas over the last 3 years, which we're really proud of. And we feel like we've got it in a really good place to hand over to the new owners where they can continue to grow and take some big leaps and bounds to really take this league where it rightly deserves to be.
Have you had any time to reflect on your tenure as head of the WNBL? I imagine that you probably wouldn't have, but are there any personal highlights or league highlights that come to mind when you think about your time in that role?
I actually haven't. I'm kind of knee deep in the awards night and then onto obviously the final series, which is shaping up to be an absolute cracker if yesterday's game between the Fire and the Lynx is anything to go by. So I haven't yet. I think I will once the league is finished for this season, have some time to kind of sit and reflect. And I'm sure there'll be many things that, you know, as a collective, the group that has worked on the WNBL, we're really proud of.
And will that time reflecting include perhaps being in a tropical beach on a hammock on a holiday, I'm hoping?
I am going to Bali, but I am going with my children, so it's not going to be relaxing at all, but I'm hoping to dump them with the hubby for a couple of days so I can get some R&R.
They've got kids club in Bali, right? I know that people like to go to Fiji for kids club. I'm sure there's a kids club in Bali that you can use perhaps.
Definitely.
Christy, thanks so much for joining us and have a great night.
Thank you, guys. All the best.
Okay, so now we're going to see who else is coming up. Oh, here we go. Joining us now, Jade Melbourne from the Canberra Capitals. Jade, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You really absolutely knocked it out of the park in that last game.
For me, we weren't happy with the week before, so it was all about, you know, bouncing back and finishing on the most positive note we could, and it was awesome to finish the way we did, a young group that's come a long way this year, so that was great, and a massive shout-out to Abby Bishop, who played her last game, and it was so important to send a WNBL legend out on such a positive note, so that was the motivation behind that, and, we couldn't be happier with the way we finished.
I'm really glad that the Caps took time to celebrate this show because she was a really important part of the club at, you know, the height of their history as well and under Graffy. And you mentioned, you know, young squad. So did a lot of the young people in your team actually take time and reflect on how important this show was to the club and have a bit of time to understand the importance of that history?
I think at the start, a lot of people, particularly young ones, knew of Abby Bishop but kind of didn't understand the significance of her career and like what she'd done. But when she comes in and she's pointing to the banner she was a part of, it's like, oh, wow, like you are legit. So it was just amazing having someone of her caliber around. She didn't have to, pick up that phone call and say yes. She'd announced on Instagram 2 weeks earlier she was retiring. So for her to come back, you know, help a club that she constantly says has helped her so much in her career was so good, and we absolutely loved having her around, and it was so important for us to, you know, send her out on a high note. The fans all got around it, and it was a really, really good day.
So how long before you head over to the US for the next WNBA season?
2 months. sports for me. You know, I mean, I would love to be playing finals, but I'm also looking at it now as a positive that, you know, I get 6 weeks off. So I'm looking forward to heading back home, spending time with my mum, my dad, my sisters, my dogs. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to just, you know, not thinking about basketball for a little bit and resetting.
Awesome. Thanks, James. Great talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. This is a who's who here tonight. Now, for everybody who's not here, there's a lot of people milling around, and we've got some other people coming to join us.
Yeah, I think Mary, our producer, has done an exceptional job so early in our personal pre-game game here tonight, wrangling some athletes, but I think they've been intercepted.
Yes, they
have. But in the meantime, you did mention, Paul, a lot of familiar faces here, and we can probably tell a lot of the people listening at home that we're expecting nearly every athlete to be attending tonight. I've been told that the attendance compared to last year is going to be a lot higher. I think nearly every athlete is going to be here. And it looks like the WNBL have really pulled out all the stops, as you mentioned, being this kind of passing the baton kind of event or milestone from the old to the new. But it looks like our next talent here on the orange carpet
Absolutely.
Has arrived.
Yes. Okay. Well.
Oh, yes, we have from Geelong United. We have Jazz Shelley and Hayley Jones. Ladies, welcome to Shooting the Breeze. We are live on the orange carpet. How does it feel to be here at your first WNBL Awards as part of Geelong United?
It's super exciting. I think we had a pretty successful season for being the first time in the league, so really happy to be here with my teammates and be able to celebrate a good season.
Yeah, just took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, it's great to be here. Good to see everybody else out of their basketball clothes and celebrate a great inaugural season for Geelong.
Now, being out of basketball clothes, you know, some people don't really like to dress up, but for me, sometimes I have to do a double take because I only recognize people in basketball clothes. Have you yourself done any double takes yet, Hayley?
Oh, not so much. I feel like I've seen a lot of the girls Instagram. They be stepping in their fits. I be seeing the pregame tunnel stuff. So I think me personally, I love to dress up, put on a full face for a moment. So I think it's really cool to get to see everybody's fashion sense and see what they're pulling out tonight.
And Hayley, we spoke to you at the beginning of the season during the virtual presses. How do you feel after you've had that first season at Geelong?
I feel great. I think I've grown a lot with the staff, but especially just the teammates that I've been with. They really helped me kind of find the love of the game again, which has been great. So it's a bittersweet ending. You wish we would have made finals, but I'm really proud of what we did this season. And, a lot to be proud of.
I was going to say, now you're both head-to-head in the Fans MVP Award tonight. Any tips, any tension, or is it still all just love for Geelong United?
Oh, it's just love for Geelong United. I think it's pretty cool that we have two girls from Geelong United. I think it shows the community that we have in our regional area, and it's pretty cool that the fans are in for Hayley and I, so it's pretty cool that I get to share that with her.
Now, Hayley, what kind of fan engagement did you get to participate in at your time at Geelong this season?
Yeah, I think Geelong did a great job. After every home game, we met a bunch of kids and people who came to the line, did signing, win or loss. We did it every single game, so that was really fun. Found a lot of community camps. Josh Shelley here is a great one-on-one trainer if anybody needs it. A lot of the girls do one-on-one training with the youth around the area, going to camps, coming up with drill ideas for the camps. It's been a fun time, but yeah, it's been great.
Okay. And Jazz, you know, it's been that first season with Geelong United. What was the standout moment for you this season?
Standout moment? I'd have to say, I don't know what it is, but the Southside sweep maybe for us. I think it was pretty cool to be able to go head-to-head with them, not just because it's Southside, the reigning champs, but also because the games are so close. It was always an OT game or a game-winning shot or something. So I think that rivalry was just well worth it, and people came out to watch it, and that was probably the highlight.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. It's been great talking to you, and we can't wait to see Geelong next season.
Thank you.
Well, that was two stunning athletes that we had, and it looks like we're on to another stunning athlete here.
Absolutely.
So no pressure, Caitlin George, but I'm sure you are.
Never done this before.
I was going to say, I'm sure you are certainly used to a lot of different types of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit tired today. I've got no pearl, but I'm even more tired. What's that about? No, I've been doing some stuff with Ford, which has been a really fun day and all a part of the biz of it all. So I'm excited to be here tonight and see everyone all glammed up. It's nice instead of, you know, banging against each other and bloody sweating. So, no, it's great to see everyone all glammed up.
So, big question. First season since the championship, that the Flames have made the finals. How's the team feel about that?
It's been a bit of a journey to get to that moment. It's been a lot of injuries, a lot of just ups and downs, a bit of a grind, which seasons can be like, but I think just add like tenfold on top of that for us this season, in both aspects, injuries and the grind. Very young team except myself. So losing Rufy for me as that other leader was a bit traumatic, but I hope that she recovers really quickly. But yeah, I'm really proud of us for just, you know, showing resilience and showing character as a team and getting through to the finals against a really tough Bendigo team, but we'll give it a red hot go.
Well, I was going to say, it's finals basketball. It's a full reset. Anything can happen from this point.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Finals is an exciting time. I'm looking forward to, you know, sharing my experience in big moments like this with some of the young girls who may not have experienced finals yet. So hopefully we can just give Bendigo a really great challenge and make it a great series.
Fantastic.
You mentioned that you're one of the more senior team members. You're still young, though, but it feels like you've been around for a long time because you also yourself started your professional career quite young. So now you're able to reflect and you've got people like Bonnie Diaz in your team who's fresh out of the COE. Have you been able to impart any kind of advice or wisdom on the really young athletes in your team?
Yeah, I think throughout the year I try and just, like, put some people under my wing and, you know, give them here and bits and bobs here and there, but I don't try and like bash them with advice and bash them with things. If they have questions, I've obviously got a lot of experience and I try and lead by example, especially on the court during games. And I like to play with a lot of passion, so you know, everyone leads differently. But I think, Bonnie's a great kid. I've got a lot of high hopes of Bonnie. She's got such a big heart for the game, and she just like is a sponge and she really wants to be the best that she can be. And she, you know, nothing will get in her way. And I'm just so excited to see how her career progresses.
Yeah, nothing gets in her way. A girl can dog the ball like the best of them, right?
She is trying to remind her a couple of times, say, Bon, that's probably a foul. But she's like, oh, yeah, didn't even notice her. Like, she's actually like the cutest thing, but like really tough.
Okay. Shayla, thanks so much for joining us and have a great night tonight.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks. Looks like we got a cowboy from far north Queensland. And shooting the breeze, it's none other than
Yeah, even my parents are starting to call me Woody now, so I feel like it's just kind of caught on. So yeah, call me whatever you want.
Excellent.
So Courtney, big season, coming into the finals and some really exciting games, especially that last one that you guys played. How's the team feeling?
Yeah, I mean, last night was frustrating, it was an emotional game, but I mean, I think it was just kind of like a little bit of a sneak peek of what's to come in the final series. And obviously we're disappointed to get the loss, but we're excited to go and play in Perth and, yeah, hopefully get the series.
How does it feel? You've been at Townsville for a good few seasons and congratulations, you've signed on for another couple of seasons with Townsville. This is going to be your third final series in a row where you're starting the semis playing against Perth. Is it something that you're kind of getting used to, or are you kind of a little bit like, hey, universe, just give us a break?
I think kind of by the third time we're like, okay, this is like a bit more than a coincidence, but obviously it's exciting every time we get to play Perth, and then let alone when we get to play them in the finals. The only thing that does suck is just the travel. Obviously it's on the other side of the country, which is unfortunate, but they're a fun team to play. So I think obviously the last 3 years have been really exciting and this one should be nothing different.
It's developing into a real rivalry, you know, Townsville, Perth, both ends of the country. How do you guys see this developing?
Yeah, I think hopefully it goes our way, but obviously going into finals, like all you can kind of do is put your best foot forward, and while we've kind of got our game plan ready, I'm sure they will as well. But I think it'll be a really exciting series, and obviously hopefully the best team wins.
And the best team being?
I mean, hopefully us, but obviously Perth's a great team. So I feel like either way it goes, I think that team that wins will have a good chance at firstly who's on the other side of the championship.
Modest as ever, but Woody, thank you for taking time out of the awards night to have a chat to us. I know you've had a very turbulent and eventful 24-48 hours, so enjoy. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again soon.
Thanks. Yeah, shout it up.
Yeah, looks like we have another cowboy from far north Queensland ready to go. Maybe not so much the cowboy, perhaps the sheriff.
The sheriff.
The sheriff of far north Queensland, the sheriff of Townsville. It's Shannon Seabom. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, pretty good. Happy to be here.
Excellent.
So, Shannon, you know, you're going into finals. It was a tough game yesterday. It was one of the most exciting games of the season, I think. I could see you, we were watching and I could see you pacing back and forth. That must have been a real roller coaster ride for you.
Yeah, it was. It was obviously, it was a good game for the fans. We were very disappointed with how it sort of ended. But, you know, that's what happens. Perth are a great team. They've been one of the best teams all year. And, you know, I think from where we started to where we are now, I think we've improved a lot. So, you know, it's just another opportunity to learn, and hopefully we'll take a lot of learnings from that going into next week.
I was going to say that perhaps that type of game, and like you said, having those types of learning curves, is it sometimes a blessing in disguise when it's right before finals, or would you prefer that it happened earlier in the season?
No, look, I think it's happened at the best time because as we saw last year, we beat Perth three times in the regular season and then got swept in the playoffs. So I think for our girls to go through that, we've obviously had a pretty good run where we've been playing some good basketball, and I think we'd won eight in a row or something like that going into that game. So I think to have a loss and, you know, the way we played as well, we're pretty disappointed with. I think we let ourselves down in a lot of areas, and, you know, I think it's good that it's happened now and we at least have the opportunity now to know what can happen if we play like that, and hopefully we can fix it on Saturday.
So, Shannon, also tonight, everybody gets to let their hair down a bit. How often do you get to see your team in like this sort of situation?
Pretty much never. I think it's... And probably for good reason. It's the only social setting I think I will spend time like this with them. So, you know, I think otherwise they'd be a bit disappointed if I was hanging out with them any more than this. So it's a good night. It's good to catch up with other people around the league and looking forward to see who wins all the awards.
Fantastic. Shannon, thanks for your time. Go back and enjoy the evening.
Thank you.
Sheriff is now off duty. The sheriff is now off duty.
Thank you.
But it looks like we have an absolute vision in mint green queued up, ready to go here as our next spot. I think they're trying to look
for us. Oh, yes.
They're just waiting for their sidekick to come over as well, but also getting caught in the crossfire with some conversation, which is going to happen. We need to encourage some socialisation here at the awards. It is the one time that athletes can have a night off, right?
Yeah, for sure. And... Actually, I really feel sorry for Mary having to wrangle in this sort of situation because, you know, let's be honest, everybody keeps getting snagged up, saying hi and catching up with people that, you know, in this social setting.
What's the time they can actually be off duty and have a chat? Like, you want to see your friends when you're playing against them before and after the game, but because of the rope schedule sometimes, athletes can't always afford that. And essentially, if you know, you're playing for Townsville and your best friend's in Perth, you're obviously not going to be able to cross paths very often, and we'll have to wait to the off-season, whether that be NBL 1 or otherwise.
Okay.
And there's wrangling in
there,
which we love. Hopefully we haven't given it too much away for the people listening at home, but we have Mariana Solo. It's very formal.
Great.
Solo. I'm not giving trouble. She's doing my life either.
Thank you. Have to go.
Fantastic. It's great having you both here. Guys, top of the table. How are you feeling?
I think we're ready to sort of like start over 0-0 now. We've done the hard yards in terms of what we wanted to do this regular season. We feel like we did the work to kind of get that top spot, and now we know that it's, yeah, like we said, it's 0-0. Anything can happen. So we're really, I think, hungry to just, work our way through this first semis. We know it's going to be tough, and hopefully, just keep moving through that.
Mm. And you're both, you know, high-caliber athletes, been in similar situations before. Do you still take the same approach to finals games as you would in the past, or do you have that kind of one game at a time mentality?
Oh, you have to have the one game at a time mentality. You start thinking too far ahead, and you forget them. So it's just about preparing as you would for every other game. Yeah, that's a little bit more on the line, but you come in with the same focus, with the game plan and being ready to go. And I think maybe there's more people there, maybe there's more excitement about you, but it's what we do together on court that matters.
Yeah, I think same thing. Like one game at a time, obviously. I think there's no more important game than the one that we're preparing for right now. And then you move on after that, and obviously depending on what happens. But I think, yeah, we're really excited to start finals. And like we said, you know, nothing really, you can't really take away anything from regular season except the experience, what we've learned from that. But we know it's going to be a fresh start. So we'll definitely come in with that, you know, that focus and ready to go.
Okay, now there's something that we were talking about before everybody arrived, and that's a new career for Tyler.
Off-kilter questions for both of you. They're not controversial. They're probably, they're just not basketball related. This is side hustle coming along, Tyler.
Long story short, like my dad used to Fossick for Gemstones and Gold when he was younger, and we took us as a family out. So I got into a bit of that over the last couple of years, more looking for sapphires. But then coming to Bendigo, obviously it's a gold area, gold rich area, and so it was a chance to discover a new gemstone, new mineral. And I ended up talking to the people at Mine Lab who make metal detectors, and they were kind enough to share one with me, and so now I've got a really big fancy metal detector and I'm out there looking for gold whenever I can.
It's so cool to see that on your Instagram, like your social media pages, but also your enthusiasm for it. I think that's what's kind of hooked me. Sammy, I want to know now, I know you're like many players, including myself, sometimes get a little superstitious, especially if it's tournament time or something. Have you had any superstitions this WNBL season?
No, I actually avoid superstitions. I think early in my career I had some, and I think you go overseas and you realize pretty quickly if you're tied to those, it can really mess with your head, because, you know, overseas things can change pretty quickly, and the schedule changes, something changes, it's outside of your control. And if you're so sort of handcuffed to these routines that it impacts how you feel like you're going to play. So I had to get rid of those pretty quickly and just try to like be really free and loose and calm, and just sort of like whatever happens, happens. Obviously, there are things that I like routine wise. I like to eat a certain time before a game. I like to, if I feel like I need a nap, I'll take a nap. I like to lift on game days. So, like, there's things I like to do that make me feel good, but I'm not super tied to any one thing.
What's the pre-game meal for Sammy Wickham?
Also, not super tied to that either. Usually, it's going to be like, I don't know, it might be chicken and veg and rice. It could be sushi, honestly. It could be like salmon. I'm genuinely not super, it's just something that's going to make me feel good without feeling too heavy, I guess.
Toller, have you got any pre-game meals?
Yeah, same with Sammy. Like, mix it up all the time, but usually something a little bit carbs, like rice and pasta. Nothing too fancy, really. Something my stomach will be able to handle.
Due to tonight at Willie's, so we're just going to be able to enjoy a few spritz.
Maybe not a few.
Yeah. The teams here will be letting loose. The other half have got a little bit to, you know, fight for still. So
maybe let's delay the spritz for the celebrations later in the season, hey? Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. It's been great talking to you. Enjoy the evening.
No worries.
And the theme keeps rolling on. It looks like we are going to have Big Dog Coach Kennedy Kitayama. It's in the house. Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Kennedy, it's great to have you here. How are you feeling?
It is great to be here. I was just talking to Guy before, and I said, this is the first awards. I've managed to avoid him for the last, I've been in the league for a long time. So I've managed to avoid him for every single season but this one. So my wife encouraged me to come tonight, so here I am. But great to be here. It's a really, really well-run event. Just great to see so many faces, not in basketball uniforms for a change.
Noticed your absence last year. Was a little bit sad that you weren't there. Was looking forward to seeing you, so I'm glad you're here tonight. So it was your wife that convinced you to come. Did she have to really bend your arm, or was there a little bit of part of you that kind of felt like, you know, come and celebrate and see what's passed on from WNBL, perhaps old to new?
Yeah, look, I did want to be here to support the players. I mean, obviously, a lot of the players are up for awards tonight, and, you know, obviously, as coach, you kind of got to be here. So I wanted to do my part to at least support them, and hoping to see, you know, them potentially receive some awards, or at least see who the award winners are. And, you know, my wife had to bend my arm and fold out my clothes and put them on the bed neatly for me and arrange them so that all I had to do was go and put them on. So easy.
So rolling into finals, you know, you guys have been having an awesome season. How are you feeling at this point?
Feeling good, feeling prepared, feeling ready. Coaching staff, you know, from the body of work, we've obviously formulated a lot of notes against Sydney, and you know, I mean, they're ready to go. I think, you know, we would have been happy for finals to start 3-4 weeks ago. I think probably everybody was at that stage. But I mean, look, yeah, we're ready to go. Looking forward to the week.
Sounds very exciting. Not giving too much away, but staying modest. That's what we like. And we did have Sammy and Tolo here as well, and they also still seem very focused. Is it kind of hard to sometimes keep your team focused coming into finals, or is it just business as usual?
That's a really good question. They are really hyper-focused, our group. And look, so it certainly hasn't been a situation where we've had to I haven't at any stage had to, hey guys, haven't had to rein them in any way. They are a very hyper-focused, well-led group. I think just, again, the level of leadership and experience amongst the team speaks for itself, and they are very good at keeping themselves and holding themselves accountable. So, I mean, look, I haven't had a situation where I've had to really deal with a lot of that. So, I mean, that's been great.
Fantastic. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great evening and can't wait to see you guys playing in the finals.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks, team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bendigo, we have some of the bright, shining future of WNBL and Basketball Australia coming in. Now, I'm going to say straight off the bat, Bonnie, I feel like I've been mispronouncing your surname. Is it D's or is it D's?
It's D's. It's D's.
Yeah, no, definitely been mispronouncing that. So apologies for the last, I'm going to say, 12 months. It's okay.
Everyone mispronounces it. It doesn't just really matter to me, but yeah, it's D's.
But anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
First WNBL awards.
So, Bonnie, you know, first season of WNBL in finals, how does that feel for somebody who's like in you know, so young?
Yeah, it's awesome, honestly, to be in finals, especially with a lot of injuries. So, you know, we've been hit with some crazy injuries, especially this past last half of the season. But, you know, it's just awesome to be in the finals with the girls, and I can't wait.
I just want to ask, how is, like, guys been able to adjust things, because it has been a really hard season. Even from the very beginning, you had players not being available.
Yeah, I think it's been so hard for Guy. I reckon the season, the team he had at the start of the season is just so completely different to what he's got now. So I think he's done such a great job, and I think our skills have done really good in having the next man mentality and stepping it up. So yeah,
fantastic.
Just to know as well, a couple of friends and I were talking about this. I don't think people truly understand the jump from being, say, someone at the COE, still, you know, the highest of the junior level, jumping up to WNBL, how different that can be. What were some of the primary, like, stark differences you found between COE and WNBL level?
Definitely, like, the IQ of players, like, they're really smart. You know, they got, if you're overplaying them, they're going to know what to do, and I think also the speed and the strength. Like, I used to be able to drive baseline, but now I get girls bumping me out of court because they're so strong. So, yeah, I think definitely the physicality, the speed, and the IQ.
Yeah, definitely speed and physicality for sure. And IQ, do you feel like you were just, well, actually, Kayla George was here earlier and referred to you as a sponge and just taking everything in. How's that brain feeling? Do you feel like your IQ has gone up a few points?
100%. I think sometimes I'm so overwhelmed because I'm trying to take so much in, but I'm just so grateful for the season because the girls have been amazing, especially Kayla helping me with, like, develop my IQ and just have a better understanding of the game.
And then when did you head to college?
Head in August to Arkansas, so yeah, very excited.
One more season with Frankston Blues,
yeah,
back home, NBL 1, and then off to college.
Yeah,
that sounds very exciting.
So excited just to, you know, be back at the Blues and be living with my family again. So yeah, just so keen.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks so much for your time. Have a great evening this evening, and I hope you have a great time.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's looking like, we can see there's still a few people still making their way in little by little. But joining us right now, we've got Robin Denham.
Are we ready? We're ready for Robin?
Yes.
Yes. Whenever you're ready, Robin, you're going to step into a very official-looking interview booth here. We've gone to a lot of effort to set up our interview. Welcome to the awards. How are you feeling? Thank you.
Sorry, Robin, this is the first WNBL Awards you've been at. Second one. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't here for that.
Wait, yeah, Emirates Stadium?
Yeah, we're standing at the stadium. That's right, yeah.
So, Robin, it's a bit of a special evening because it's kind of like the bridge from WNBL, everybody knows, to what people have been calling WNBL 2.0. For people who are listening, what would you like to say to them about, you know, what they can expect to see in the future?
Yeah, so for me, it's building on the legacy of the league that's been going for 40-odd years and actually taking it to the next level. We have phenomenal talent in Australia from a basketball perspective, particularly our female athletes who are well-regarded all across the world. And so for me, it's creating a league, marketing a league, and showcasing the talent that we really have in Australia and across the world and making sure that it's the best league that we can possibly have globally. Yeah, it sounds very, very exciting. I think everyone's anticipating the battle to be passed on, so to speak. Are you able to give a hint of how soon we can hear some announcements or changes?
We've made some announcements. We've got a new CEO that will take the reins. She's been on board since the 2nd of January. So, Jenny, she's here tonight.
And then, obviously, as we formally take over on the 2nd of April, we'll unveil more of our plans.
Very exciting indeed. I think that everyone's going to, you know, be buzzed once the season is finished, anticipating a great final, but it's going to be exciting to see what comes next.
Awesome. Robin, thanks so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you, Robin. I think I have a podcast over here. Sorry, it's probably a bit confusing for the listeners at home.
Yeah.
Friends coming here. People probably know from Sandringham Sevens, NBL One Nationals, writing for NBL.com. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. It's good to be here. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good.
I mentioned you write for NBL.com.au or whatever, but you are definitely a champion of the women's game, so it is nice to be here. What are you anticipating from tonight?
I think it's always a fun night. I was lucky enough to be here last year as well. And, you know, from watching the league this year, coming a little bit for pickandroll.com.au as well, I think there's just some great talent that gets really good recognition on a night like this. There's always going to be people who miss out on the awards, but it's just a celebration of what's been another phenomenal season and an exciting era for the league as it looks to move forward as well and continue to grow.
Great. Thanks, Tom. I think we've got some other
people. Tom, thank you. Looks like we have Naz Hillman waiting in the wings. Oh, Julian, we'll go quick and it looks like you're going to get a photo. Welcome to Shooting the Breeze, my wife from the Orange Couch. It's lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming back for our second season. We've also got Tara Reid as well waiting in the wings. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Well, so it's not very often we get imports playing back-to-back seasons in the WNBL. So first of all, thank you for coming back. But also, how's your season been with Southside Flyers?
It's been great. I come over here so that I can get better, and I feel like that's exactly what I was able to do this season and really take my game to another level.
And also another thank you for being that classic back to the basket post player that's being, you know, slowly taken out of the game. So it was really great to see A, that you brought that to the league, and B, Christy Harrow was able to bring that into your game as well. Is that the kind of style that you prefer to play, or you kind of like to go stretch a little bit too?
I would prefer to bang in the paint, but I hear too often that I'm an undersized post player, so that's why I'm trying to expand my game. When I get to the WNBA, I'm not the biggest on the floor. I'm rarely the biggest on the floor here. But if I could just bang bodies, that's exactly what I would do. But to prolong my career, I have to stretch out a little bit.
And Tara, you've had your first season with Southside as well. How have you adapted to the changes after playing with the Boomers last season?
Yeah, I think it's been good. Obviously, Christy is awesome to play under. I think just, yeah, a lot of development with my confidence as well and just fitting within a system that I think fits me well and my game well, and I'm glad I have my friend with me.
Oh, yeah, you two seem like your thickest thieves, which we love. So obviously the off-court kind of rapport is developing on-court as well. Are we going to see both of you in Flyers jerseys next season perhaps?
Yeah, definitely considering, but you know, I'm taking a break this off season, so just depending on how that works out. But yeah, definitely open to the opportunity again.
Will we happen to see you in representing New Zealand later in this year, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things coming up. I know with the Opal series and stuff like that, and then Asia Cup in July. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming up this season. So yeah, I'm super excited.
And Naz, also congratulations on being listed as an MVP nominee. You were probably one of my early picks for that list. So stoked that you're there. You must be pretty stoked too.
Yeah, I am. For this league to be as competitive as it is and my name be brought up in the MVP talks, it's awesome. I credit my teammates and my coaches, though. You know, I couldn't have gotten to that point without them. So I'm excited and happy to have my name in the conversation.
And if it's not you, who's going to get the gong?
I'm going to say Sammy Whitcomb.
But Tara, it's just Naz all the way, hey?
Yes, yes, 100%. I'm behind my girl. And yeah, I'm really hoping she gets that tonight.
Well, thank you both for joining us here live on the orange carpet. And please let your hair down tonight and enjoy.
Thank you so
best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, and I think this will be our last guest for the evening.
But yeah, final guest for the evening. We're keeping with the Flyers flavour. I think she's just gotten caught up here with her teammates. Got the basketball purse in tow, which is very on brand for her. And it's Bec Cole. Hi, Bec.
Hi, what's on brand? Looking good, I'm kidding.
Absolutely looking good. I mean, I think you define looking good, especially at these awards ceremonies, but I was saying your basketball purse.
Okay, so I was like, a sport chic was the vibe. And I was like, okay, I want to do something different than I've done the last two orange carpets. And then I was like, sport chic, let's do it in the purse. So I looked up Amazon, $40, cheap, but look how baller it is.
It is encrusted with all the diamonds.
Rhinestones, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's worthy of a RuPaul's Drag Race runway. It is eleganza extravaganza.
If only I could do the splits like they do there, and then maybe I wouldn't have hurt my hamstring.
Yeah, so, Bec, you know, it's going to be a big night tonight. How are you feeling and what are you looking forward to?
I think obviously the season didn't go the way we wanted it to with the Flyers, but we're here to support, obviously, Naz Hillman. She's up for a few awards with MVP, defensive player. We have Dallas as well for the breakout player of the year, and also just to celebrate the league. It's getting better and better each season, and then obviously we have the NBL and the Wilmy group coming on board, so for them to be here means a lot, and so it's almost like a get-together for what this season has been and also what to look forward to for the future.
Yeah, perhaps kind of trying to set the stage for the things to come. I think it is a nice way to symbolise the passing of the baton from the WNBL we all grew up with and perhaps a new chapter.
Exactly. Sometimes people say change is scary, but I think the league is elevating. We have great, not only, I say this all the time, athletes and a basketball brand and product, but just great role models and human beings. And I think, you know, with the help of these sponsors coming on board and corporations, they're just going to allow it to grow to this, let's just say metaphorically, this beautiful flower that people are going to see because it's nourished. And I think all the girls in the league are really excited for this as well.
Fantastic. But thanks so much. Hope you enjoy the night.
No worries. As always, pleasure to see you guys and you enjoy the night.
Yes, we will. Thank you. It's time for us to let our hair down as well, as you were our last guest. So I think it's time to wrap it up, Paul.
Absolutely. To all our listeners, thanks so much for joining us live from the orange carpet. And keep an ear out. We've got more pods and more interesting guests coming up soon. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you get our latest pod. And we really appreciate if we could get a like and a review so we can extend the reach to more listeners. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.